St. Casimir, pray for us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, in the gospel this morning, everybody's fighting with everybody else. Do you like to fight? I think some of you do. Sometimes you have a friend, you might fight with your friend as much as be friendly with your friend. And of course, in family, sometimes we fight with a brother or a sister. And sometimes grown-ups fight, too, about all sorts of different things. And then when you fight, usually it means that you hold a grudge. Grown-ups hold a grudge much longer than children do, which is why our Lord says we have to be like children if we want to get into heaven. But anyway, everybody's fighting today, and it's all because of Salome. And Salome is the mother of St. James and St. John, and they were apostles. And she had figured out, she thought that our Lord was going to be an earthly king with great power. And she wanted her boys to have the highest place in the kingdom, to be the two chief assistants to our Lord. And that and that they should have a throne. And one throne would be on one side of our Lord, and one throne would be on the other side of our Lord. And she is kind of negotiating the deal today in the gospel with our Lord. And in the meantime, the apostles are a little bit away. They're some distance back. And somebody hears and they say, "Eh? What's she talking about? Wait a minute." And then everybody got all upset and everybody started fighting with everybody else because everybody said, "No, me, I want to be first. Let me be the closest to our Lord, and I'll be the bravest, and I'll be the holiest, and all of the rest." And our Lord speaks to the apostles in today's gospel the same way that St. Francis spoke to his followers. Because remember, St. Francis, he's our saint this Lent, he is the saint who most of all is closest to Jesus Christ. And so he made this his rule at the beginning. All the friars, that means the brothers, without exception, are forbidden to wield power or authority, particularly over one another. Our Lord tells us in the gospel today, this is what our Lord told them in the gospel today, that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But our Lord said, "That's not the way I want it to be among you, brothers. Among them, the pagans, whoever wishes to become great shall be their servant." This is what our Lord wants, not of pagans, but of Christians. "And whoever wishes to be the first shall be their servant. He shall be their minister. Let him who is the greatest among you become like the littlest or the youngest." Now, that was hard for the apostles to understand, and it's hard for us to understand still today. But we have a saint who, like some of the saints we've been having lately, is a saint who is very young. He died and went to heaven. He was only about 23 or so. And his name is St. Casimir, and you can tell he's the saint of the day because he has some flowers in his candles. That's sort of the equivalent, children, of having a birthday cake. But this is his feast day when he went to heaven. And he's the patron saint of Poland, one of them, and his name is St. Casimir. He really was a prince. Oh, now, could you sit up nice and straight for me? No, pull your dress down. That's nice. And have your hands like this. You could even take a deep breath if you want to, but we have to sit sort of like a ladylike fashion for the sermons, which all the young ladies should remember that. We always just sort of sit still. We don't move around or anything. We just sit very nicely. Good. Now, I was talking about St. Casimir and how St. Casimir really was a prince, and he was entitled to have his own throne. But, and more than once he almost got it, only he didn't want it. He wanted the Blessed Mother to be his queen and our Lord to be the king, and that was the end of it. He was what we call a peacemaker. Peacemakers are very rare, children. St. Francis was a peacemaker, and many saints have been peacemakers. How did he make peace? What do you make peace out of? You make peace out of prayer and penance. It's sort of like if you look at the recipe on the internet, He would say, one part of penance and one part of prayer equals peace. And so that's what he did. He would sleep on the floor. Back then, if you were a king or a prince, you had your own servant. But his servant didn't say anything to anybody, and he helped him along to do his penances. So when no one was looking, he would sleep on the floor, and under his royal robes, that you see his statue, his royal robes on the ermine, the fur, he wore hair shirt, which was very itchy, as a penance. And at night, when no one was around, when people were sleeping, he would get up to visit the Blessed Sacrament. And if they had locked the church and he couldn't get in, never mind, he would kneel outside, even in the cold and the snow, and say his prayers by the door of the church, because he knew that Jesus was just on the other side of the door. He was a peacemaker. He would offer up his penances for others. He knew that sin brings God's punishment and it brings war. Because he lived in the court of a king, and kings are notoriously wicked, there were a lot of people at his court of his father, who was named King Casimir III, a lot of people who were dirty. They would tell dirty jokes and stories, children. They would say dirty, mean, and bad words. Things like that, I mean. And they would laugh and look at each other and things. Oh, they would do wicked things. And St. Casimir never had anything to do with them. He would just leave. He wouldn't say anything. He would just walk away. He would stay away from that. And he would offer up penances to make up. That's what Our Lady asks today for peace, doesn't she? Our Lady at Fatima, she says we have to offer up penances and prayers to get peace, because wars come because people are so wicked and God punishes them by sending wars. Well, I told you that St. Casimir was entitled to be a king, to have his own crown. When he was 13 years old, that almost happened. You're not 13 yet, but some of you are 13. Imagine that there were some politicians in Hungary, which was a nation right next to Poland, still is today, and they didn't like their king, whose name was King Matthias. And so they had a revolt, and they were the members of Congress, and they sent a message to King Casimir, and they said, send us your son, and we'll make him to be the king because we don't like our king anymore. So the father thought this would be a great way to make his kingdom even bigger. He would have Poland, Lithuania, and Hungary. And usually rulers love to have a big empire. And so he said, right, boy, he said, saddle up your horse. I'm going to give you an army and my best generals, and I want you to ride down to Hungary, and you can take it over, and you get to be the king. You get to have your own throne. Well, he obeyed his father. He didn't want to, but since he was his father, he did what he was told. After all, he was only 13. But when they got to the border, then they saw the army of the king, and they realized that King Matthias really was the king of Hungary, and most of the people didn't want to have a Polish king. They were quite happy to have one of their own country. And then his generals told King Casimir, peacemakers always listen to people before they make up their mind, and they think things through before they act or speak. That's some of the ways of being a peacemaker. Then his general said, Prince Casimir, they said, we don't think this would be a good idea to have this war. Look, all of these people, they're going to fight for their king. And besides, you're from a different country anyways. Why should we even bother to have this war? Why don't we just turn around and go back and we'll explain things to your father when we get back home? And St. Matthias thought about it and he thought, that's the right thing to do. I'm not going to have a war and kill all these people for nothing just so I could be king. But people do that all the time, don't they, even children? Sometimes you want to be king in some little way. You want to tell somebody else what to do, and so you have a fight with them. Peacemakers, though, right away, more often than not, they keep their mouth shut. They don't say anything. They just go and they just go about their business. They don't get involved in what's called strife, children. They right away like St. Casimir did. So those are some of the ways that we could get the blessing, children, of being peacemakers. We could be quiet. We could listen to others. We could think things through before we act. We can stay away from trouble. And we could realize, I'm not a king. Our Lord's the king. Mary's the queen. I should be their servant. I shouldn't be fighting with other people and trying to make them do what I want them to do. No, that's not right. And if I'm a servant of theirs, then one day in heaven, not on earth, but in heaven, I'll have my crown that's waiting for me. Blessed are the peacemakers. Who's a good example of that? And one of the greatest saints in heaven. This is his month, and this is his day. I mean Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, you know, when he was a boy, he had a number of brothers, and he never would fight with them. But because he was like Saint Casimir, he was very pious, and he said his prayers quite a bit of the time. His brothers thought it was fun to mock him or make fun of him. And sometimes, remember, their house, when St. Joseph was growing up, their house had two stories, and there was a porch that went all the way around the second story of the house. Like, you see that sometimes in Louisiana and in the South. Well, St. Joseph sometimes would stand on the porch of the second story, like a balcony, and because it was quieter, and he would say his prayers there, I think facing the temple in Jerusalem. And when he prayed, sometimes, of course, since he was a saint, he would be in ecstasy, and he would just be with God and the angels. And his brothers thought that was hilarious, and they were very wicked to him. And sometimes they would sneak up behind him and shove him and try to push him off the balcony. But St. Joseph never minded. He never got angry. He never smacked him back or anything like that, any more than did St. Casimir. He was a peacemaker. And then look what happened to St. Joseph, how he became the foster father of our Lord himself, and after the Blessed Mother herself, he's the greatest saint in heaven, and he's a peacemaker, children. So let's try to be peacemakers Joseph's way and Mary's way and Casimir's way, shall we? Today, I will be a peacemaker. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.